Great day yesterday at Rose Hill. Chris Waller's on the line. He had a tremendous afternoon with three Group 1s. And, of course, Winx got the job done again. Win number 32. Chris, good morning. Congratulations. And I mentioned to Jimmy earlier, yesterday was like a golden sipper day of old. Chris, there was a great vibe, great atmosphere. There was drama every race. And, of course, there was Winx as well.
It sure was, Ray. Morning, Jimmy. It was, yeah, sport at its best in my eyes. And a lot of people came up to me after the races and said it was just something to remember, whether it was Winx or whether it was the tight finishes or the golden slipper. And that's what we want in sport, isn't it? You want people to go home and remember the entertainment we've had, and it was certainly provided yesterday.
Yeah, we're getting SMSs exactly on that theme. Chris, good morning to you. Congratulations. Darren Flindell described the win of Winx as effortless. Was it effortless?
It would be arrogant to say that, but she's doing it pretty easy, Jimmy.
Mm.
And I'm not going to say she's never been better, but she's certainly not showing any signs of slowing down. So it looks imminent now that she's not far away from retirement. And if that's the case, if that's what the owners decide, she's going to be retiring in the best possible form.
Mm. Did Huey give her a little squeeze at about the 300?
Yeah, he did. He did. I think just because she was so wide out on the track.
Yeah.
She does all the track work there. And we very rarely ask her to do anything. I think she might have thought she was doing track work. because she lost her work with a mate. And it's hard to explain how good she actually is. But because she's she'll only do ever what you want her to do. And you see it in trials, probably is the best way of explaining it. She doesn't win the trials, but come game day, she'll do whatever she has to beat the next quickest horse. And that's what she did yesterday, and she just ambled up to them, and that's just a sign of her class and how she gets away with sitting three and four wide and good tracks, wet tracks, slow tempo stuff, you know.
Hugh can ride her, and I hate using that word arrogantly because he doesn't do it on purpose, but he puts her out wide. No, he doesn't. He puts her out wide till she gets clear galloping room, and she's just so superior, isn't she, Chris? You can ride her like that with that touch of arrogance. I remember a Cox Plate a couple of years ago. Hughie sat three and four wide just to make sure he didn't run into a dead end somewhere.
Yeah, he was. Do you guys follow social media when they ride them bad?
Yeah, well,
don't worry. The tweets would rival Donald Trump's episodes if Huey got stuck in on it one day.
Yeah. He can afford to do it because she's just so superior, isn't she, Chris? And you mentioned earlier, she doesn't overly exert herself to win.
No, and I think that's a big part of it. She's not doing it tough to win, and that's why she's now got longevity. Mm. And I said to someone yesterday, I'd love to see a race against a horse like Frankel or whatever the greatest horse has been. I think she could beat whatever that horse may be. And I guess on their terms, maybe they could beat her. But she wouldn't be able to do it for as long as she's done. Mm. So beating slightly, or being so dominant has enabled her to be dominant for a good 4 years. Had she taken on a Frankel or something early in her career, who knows, she might have beaten him. But that she wouldn't be racing for 4 years, I can guarantee you that.
Mm. Hate to get all Charles Dickens on you, Chris, but I'm going to. They were the best of times, they were the worst of times. Is there going to be a little bit of relief from you when she doesn't go to the racetrack again and that enormous pressure's not there?
We see that every week after she races. And so I could only imagine what it's like, what it's going to be like when she retires.
Yes.
I talk in terms of, say, she wins a Cox Plate and then you turn up for Derby Day the following Saturday. It's probably one of the biggest days, like a Golden Slipper Day. You don't even feel the pressure.
Yeah.
Because she's not racing. So I think I'm actually looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I will miss her, as will everybody. And yeah, it'll be a different lifestyle for me, and one that I'm looking forward to.
What about the autumn sun, Chris? Will we see this cold again?
I know the owners and myself are having a meeting this week, firstly, see how he's recovered from the run, and then work out where he races and what his future holds. So, yeah, I'll know more probably midway through next week, Greg, and obviously some big decisions to make, but wow, what a horse. Mm-hmm. And I'm qualified now to talk on some of these better horses, and I can assure you the best is yet to come.
Wow.
And we may not see it.
We might still see it, Jimmy.
We might see, yeah, we might see it.
Got a bad line, Jimmy.
Well, we know what your recommendation going into that meeting will be, so we understand that. Very hard to train when they're at the breeding farm, aren't they, Chris? You can't collect your monthly rent on that one, can
Long
you?
Long time retired, though,
we can send Mr. Bastara for a overseas holiday.
Exactly. Or you could become a major owner. Well, you'd have that lying around somewhere now, wouldn't you?
Buy them out, you reckon?
Yeah, buy them out.
Well, there you go.
Hey, Chris, you reckon Piorata won the Galaxy?
Almost. Poor old Greg Hickman, he copped it very well. It's a better pill running second in any race, let alone a Group 1 race. And to tell you the truth, I thought he did get us.
Yeah.
Might have been a home track advantage.
Does he go to England Nature Strip, Chris? Is that what you're thinking?
I'm going to give it a good plug to the owners. Mm. I think he'd be perfect. 1,000-metre horses are, from Australia are pretty quick as it is, and he's probably as quick as any of them over that first part of the race. And those English horses wouldn't know what way he went, right?
Yeah, no, he's fast. There's a few faster horses over the first 600. And I know you've been trying to reinvent the wheel with him a little bit, but when you've got that pure speed like he has, is it best just to let him use his best attribute?
Yeah, we're still learning about the horse, and I think we did ride him differently yesterday. I know he led, but he didn't charge the same. James just came across quietly, and who knows, maybe just racing right-handed for the first time in Sydney and wet track could have all been favouring him. So, it just worked out perfectly. And you don't need to win those races or games by a big margin. It's a great thrill for a lot of the owners, and it's a good group of guys in the horse.
Mm. Well, you'd love to be a fly on the wall, that meeting that's going to take place during the course of the week. We'll look forward to you reporting back to us on that one when you get the opportunity, Chris. Congratulations on yesterday. 3 Group 1s, outstanding. Soaked up the pressure with Winx and continue to get the job done. Appreciate your time Sunday morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks,
Chris Waller, he is fantastic with his time with this program, and we do love it when he comes on. He was our China Doll feature interview of the day, thanks to our great mates at China Doll. ChinaDoll.com.au.